from KQED.
The smell of incense fills the air. The marigold flowers illuminate the rooms of the Oakland Museum of California, and intricate community altars guide the spirits back home as crowds gather to remember the people they've lost. But nothing here is macabre or gloomy.
Death is treated with a certain sense of humor and irreverence.
Rafael Jesus Gonzalez is one of the organizers of the Days of the Dead at the OMCA.
We're mortals. We can all relate to death. And there's a great catharsis of bringing out in the open.
Like many people here, Gonzalez has a skull painted on his face. Skulls are everywhere. Some are even made of sugar. Miguel Quintana is a sugar skull maker from Pueblo, Mexico.
Es una costumbre que en México.
Quintana says eating a skull made of sugar or chocolate symbolizes eating your own death in Mexico, meaning death is nothing to fear. Jesenia Diaz stands with her four-year-old son, Sebastian, in front of a face painting stand.
And he really wanted to have his face painted, and I really wanted to be able to share it with him, so we each did a half of our face that looks like a skeleton. Veronico? Yeah.
She says she has brought her son here as a way of helping him understand that death is part of life.
I don't know that he got it 2 years ago, and I don't know that he gets it necessarily, but he's accustomed to it, and I want him to be aware of cultures and traditions that are available.
Many here insist celebrating the Days of the Dead is really a reminder that what matters isn't how we die, but how we live. For KQED News, I'm Lauren Benishu.